History on this continent is young when compared to places in Europe, but that mentality is to forget about the centuries of people who lived here before the first Anglos arrived. Today we look at clues to what life was like in North America long before Columbus. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Although we say Columbus discovered America in 1492, we know there were people living here for centuries, Native Americans, whose way of life must be deciphered by the clues they left on the landscape. One such group were the Hopewell. Chief Ranger Rick Perkins explains some of those pieces of their culture are mounds, hills of earth constructed in various shapes and patterns with differing purposes.
Some of the circles are known to be 20, 40, 50 acres in size. The mounds themselves are typically not all that great in size, some of them being about the size of a typical small home.
Buildings once stood where these mounds now stand. What types of ceremonies took place inside them is unknown, but at some point burials were conducted there, and later the buildings were taken down and earth heaped upon the site. Buried in the earth, a variety of items have been found.
One of the mounds out here is known for the amount of pipes that were put in it. Over 200 pipes are actually ceremonially broken into pieces. A whole bunch of different figures, some being shaman faces, lots of birds and lots of animals, some serpents and so forth like that.
But at some point in history, the Hopewell stopped building mounds, leaving us to simply speculate on the exact purpose of the mound fields.
A lot of people come into our visitor center and they say, what these people did is really weird. And I always like to go back. A good example that I can always come up with is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, with soldiers walking back and forth in front of that tomb. So our culture has some very unique things that some people 1,000 years from now, if they got wind of it or read about it, they might think that's odd.
The site is today preserved as part of Hopewell Culture National Historical Park. Traveling the countryside in Chillicothe, Ohio, I'm Andrew McRae.